Okay, guys, so welcome to day two of our 21-day challenge. And today I really want to have a chat about perspective. Because one of the things, after we have started creating a sense of awareness, we really can then start to observe what is actually preventing us from redefining our habits. One of the things that I've noticed is that, these obstacles to redefining our habits have to come from somewhere, right? So what I've actually observed is this incessant self-talk. You don't have time for this. This is really ridiculous. I should be spending time with my partner. I shouldn't be sitting here spending time with myself. You know, I shouldn't be having that massage. I shouldn't be off doing this for me. I should be spending time with the kids, or whatever reasoning that you come to as to what might be preventing you from working on creating new healthy habits for yourself, right? So I wanted to start to question where this self-talk or where this endless chatter actually come from. And if we have a look for a moment about perspective or perceptions, because it is our perception that creates our reality. And half the time, you know, these thoughts or conversations that we start to have with ourselves, they really are preventing us from stepping up and owning, you know, these new habits, or owning what we should be all doing for ourselves, right? Except where does this all come from? And a lot of it comes from, I think, it comes from our past experiences. And with our past experiences, we've started to create perspectives or perceptions of what we think is right or wrong. So when we start to shift our perception and our perspective of what's right or wrong, we can actually start to make these changes. So one of the things that I really want to invite you to maybe start to create for yourself is an awareness of this chatter, this mind chatter, and start to see things or start to develop a new way of looking at them. And tomorrow I'm going to start talking a little bit about creating a new environment, creating some mindset. But I'm really going to not be looking at it from a perspective of positive and negative self-talk. You'll see tomorrow what I'm actually talking about. But what I'd like to invite you to do today as one of your activities is start to look at shifting your perspective, being able to shift the way that you look at something and begin to redefine the way that you're looking at it. Because if you start to think differently, you're going to start to see things differently. And you know that I'm really, really big on how the mind is actually there to help us survive. It isn't there to bring us down. It's not there to make us unhealthy. Our mind is actually there to protect us. So when we start to recognize that our way of thinking may be holding us back or preventing us from achieving or redefining, in the case is what we're talking about here, redefining some of our habits, then we start to be able to see that, you know, our way of thinking is not bad, but it may be just a little bit narrow-minded. It may just be a little bit blinkered. And so being able to open our mind to a new way of looking at things can really help support us to redefine our habits. So I've got a couple of different exercises that I'm going to be including as part of your email today, and I would really like to invite you to maybe look at those two exercises or those two little activities. One of them is should be lots of fun. So, and this is where you can actually start to include your family and your friends with this exercise. So I really want to invite you to get involved in these particular activities and make sure you break out your journal and start to journal your experiences while undertaking these exercises. I hope that day two is being kind to you, and that we will see you in we'll see you online in the Mindful Living group, if that's what how you've chosen to communicate with what your outcomes with your activities are. Or I'm going to see you on an online forum, or at least hear your voice on the online forum, either on Monday or Thursday. So please make sure that if you haven't nominated what night you're going to log on, that you please send me an email and let me know. I really look forward to continuing on this journey. And remember, I'll be sharing some of my experiences over in the Mindful Living group, as well as during the week with you when we're chatting. Have a great day, guys. And remember, send through any of those questions. I'm here to support you.